Hello everyone, it's Harry Edwards back here once again as your wise owl for this evening. It is currently the 31st of January. It is Brexit Day and it is also, a little bit more important, it is Transfer Deadline Day. So welcome to the Transfer Deadline Day special podcast. Boom! So, yes, we are here. It is the podcast for the Transfer Deadline Day. Now, I'm going to mention a little bit more things than just the deadline for Sheffield Wednesday, but also other things that have been involved in the club since the last podcast. Now, since the last podcast, which were at the start of this year, it's been a bit of a drab time to be a Wednesday fan at the moment, obviously due to the loss on Tuesday against Wigan, which is, to be fair, it's not really for me that bad because I don't know if I've told you this, but I was originally born in Wigan, so I would prefer Wednesday to win, but I always like to see Wigan do well as well, so I'm a bit gutted. It was more annoying about the performance that we gave watching it back. But if I did want Wednesday to lose to a team, it probably would be Wigan. So, I mean, we needed that though. We needed that win. So that was disappointing. And obviously the 5-0 loss against Blackburn, which I went to, it's not been a good time. That was obviously something that had been coming. It's a bit of both, you know. You saw in the team that one week we were just going to play everyone off the park and win 4-5-0, which we've done on a couple of occasions against Forest and Middlesbrough. But also on the same side of that is that we probably expected to lose about 4-5-0 as well, and it happened against Blackburn. I mean, it didn't start very well. The first 10 minutes were awful. It were really poor performances from the whole side, and then Luongo got unrightfully sent off, and that just, the players' heads dropped. We were already 1-0 down by this stage. They banged another one in, and then one just before half time, and that's their players' heads drop. We changed things, but they scored straight after half time as well, and then it was just, played a little bit better in the second half, but we were just nowhere near the performance that we needed to be. We did all right against QPR in the cup, but ideally we needed to get that performance against Wigan, really. So it was really disappointing for us all. And I know it's difficult at the moment. You know, January is a terrible month anyway. It's the worst month of the year because everybody's poor. It's after Christmas. There's nothing to do. And when your team's not doing very well, then you start turning on the players, the manager, the chairman, and even the own fan, even your own fans sometimes. And at the moment, there's a bit of chaos in the club, is probably the word. I mean, I think over the past month, it's probably brought to light, as what I've been saying all season, you've got to have a bit of positivity about it. You've got to get behind the players with the players that we've got. I expected us to finish around about where we are now, really. I believed him a bit in the predictions that I gave at the start of the season. I thought maybe if we do, you know, if we do a little bit better than I think we could maybe knock on the door of the playoffs, maybe get in there. But I think the past month has probably been a bit of a realisation period that we are just not good enough. The players that we have need to be looked at. Is it possibly a time to be looking at the players and not the manager? Or is it time to look at the manager, but not the chairman? Or maybe time to look at the chairman, or the board? You know, he said that Chancellor has taken over 5 years from yesterday, I believe, from the takeover. So, I mean, is the club in a better position than it were 5 years ago? I think players-wise, performance-wise, I think money-wise, they are probably better. In regards to financial stability, maybe not. You know, they've got more money, definitely. They've got better players than we had 5 years ago. You know, even though at the moment it's been poor performances and poor displays, I think our team is better. I think we could, you know, on a good day, we could batter aside. But unfortunately, they are scarce to come across good performances. And sometimes you need to look at the manager. But, I mean, Gary Monk, he didn't have the summer. He's only had this transfer window to come in. So you've got to kind of give Gary Monk the benefit of the doubt. You've got to give him a bit of time. I think you need to at least give him another year from now. I think you need to give him a summer and maybe another winter transfer window, maybe to get all this thing with the FFP out of the way as well. That's still hanging in the loom. I mean, if it happens now, if we got docked 21 points, we'd be in the relegation zone. It'd be a relegation battle. But it seems like it's gonna last until probably the summer, so it might implement next season, and then that might affect us next season. But it's been some poor performances, and as I say, it's been difficult for fans at the moment. You know, you're paying a lot of money. It's a depressing time of the year, and you don't want to really be going and watching your team get beat 5-0 at home, do you? So I can understand the fans' frustration, and you know, in regards to sorting that out, this is the perfect period. It's happened in the perfect time, and Gary Monk has come out. I know a lot of people say that he says the same thing over and over again. We have conceded late on again against Wigan. We need to sort that out, but really, there's not a lot you can do in the January transfer window, mainly because the summer one is the one where you do a lot more business, and also maybe this FFP has stagnated us a bit. But I mean, the has been interesting players. It looks very likely that Connor Wickham is on his way here. I mean, in regards to whether he'll be a help to us or not, I'm not sure. Hopefully he is. I mean, last time he was fantastic for us. He scored some goals. He got us helped out. He helped us out big time. But whether that happens this time with his injuries and he's a bit older, but he, you know, we were injured a lot, but Palace kept him for a long time, so you know, he must have something about him to stay in the Premier League team for that long. But these rumours about Josh Windass, maybe a loan swap with him and Rhodes. I'm not sure whether that'll happen. But again, Josh Windass, he seems a pretty decent player as well. He looked very good against us on Tuesday. But in regards to the players that we've already got, whether he's better than, is he better than Kieran Lee? Is he better than Bannon, Hutchinson, Luongo? I'm not sure. It gives a different depth maybe to the squad. We've also got in a young lad who's Argentinian. He's one of Forestieri's mates. I forgot his name, actually. I can't remember what he's called. But he looks like he could be a decent player, a bit of a left-sided player, so I'm not sure about him. De Cruz has come in as well. He seems a bit like a Forestieri character. 4 red cards he's had this season so far. He's had red cards fighting for some of his players, fighting for some of the fans, so I don't know how that's going to turn out. That could either go up or down. Sometimes you need that fire in your belly in your squad. I mean, you look at Hutchinson, you know, he's not been the best this season, but overall Hutchinson has been one of our most consistent, strongest players, strongest on the field, because he was aggressive. There was always the risk of him getting a yellow and always the likely that he could get sent off, but he was, you know, I think for holding midfielders, I think he's probably been the best we've had probably this century. So, I mean, maybe he might work, maybe he won't. But, you know, there's some additions, maybe some of them coming on Saturday, hopefully, against Millwall, which is tomorrow, actually. So, you know, you've got to try and back him. You've got to believe in him, in the players that we've got. And I know it's difficult with the performances that we've had. But, we were third at one point. We were third. So, I know how frustrating it is, because of how high we were early in the season, and now we've dropped to this level, we've dropped to 10th. You know, 5 years ago, I think a lot of fans would be very happy with 10th place, but now we want more. We've come very close in the recent past. I think in regards to this season, I think it'd have to be a massive turnaround. I think the players that we sign in, De Cruz, Forestieri's mate, and Wickham, and maybe any others that we might sign, if those who we get, if they make a big, and maybe if Fletcher comes back a bit quicker, maybe all that combined together might give us that extra push to do a decent job and maybe work his way back up the table again. I mean, there's a lot of football still to play. There's a lot of belief in our club. Just hopefully we get a good turnout. I mean, the performances at home have not been great this season. It's been difficult. But I've got to admit, the support at home. The support at home has not been great. You know, a lot of fans have, you know, we've not getting as big a turnouts, and it's been disappointing, really, I feel. And I hate to say that because I want Wednesday to... I mean, away support has been absolutely mint. We've been probably the best in the league. But when it comes to home matches, we're very scarce and things like that. So, you know, we want to try and push on from this. It's obviously a bit of a bad patch that we're in and we need to work on it. But hopefully we can start picking up some wins, and especially we need a win against Millwall to achieve what we need to achieve in starting a run and picking up. And, you know, I'm just having a look now at all the tweets that are going on, what I'm linked with on Twitter. I've got one here from that I've just seen from one Wednesday fan saying, if you want Hooper to leave because you thought he was injured too often or too much money, but want to sign Wickham, I would like a breakdown of your reasoning. That's a fair point. I think, to be fair, my personal opinion, I'm very scared about Wickham. I think if it's a loan deal, I think that, you know, there's not really much we can... I think it's not really too much of an issue. If we purchase him for a large amount, then that might be a bit scary. But with Hooper, you know, I think Hooper were the right decision for me. I think he was a good player, but he was out too long, and I think he would have done a bit of a winnle. I think being out that long in football just doesn't work. And I think Wickham might be a similar example. I think it might give a bit of positivity back into the club, because he's a bit like... Since the road signing, he's the most buzzing fans have been, I believe, because people are like, yes, he's coming back home. He's, you know, he were mint last time, and now he's back, and we can do a lot better performances with him. And hopefully that's true, but I think sometimes, you know, it's difficult to trust in a player when they've been injured for such a long time. But it looks like we're closing in on the Wickham signing very shortly, and that should hopefully get over the line, I believe. But yeah, it'll give a bit of positivity to the club, and, you know, we'll see what happens. In regards to, I mean, Wickham and Rhodes as a strike force is every Wednesday's fan's dream. But, I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, I think it might have been absolutely overwhelming. But, you know, maybe Wickham might help out Rhodesy or Winnell. You never know. But, yeah, we'll have to see what is going on. At the moment, it's all a bit up in the air at the transfer deadline day. I mean, you look at the Blunts over in the city centre, and, you know, the signings that they've made, the amount of money that they've paid, you know, it's even more of a downer. But I've got to admit, when it comes to that final time, when we finally get up to the Premier League, it'll be so much sweeter when we finish above them in the Prem. Because really, at the end of the day, it's about trust. It's about hope. And I think over time, I think Wednesday will get there. But, you know, it's just about the belief that you have. It's about the belief that you have in the club. And at the moment, with all the things that have gone on with Bruce leaving and the FFP and the performances at the moment and the unknown, we're basically walking into the unknown with a lot of things. So it is difficult. It's difficult to trust in the club. And whether that'll all work out in the end, I'm not sure, but we'll have to see. But yeah, it's tomorrow, the big game against Millwall. The away end is now available to walk back out of, finally get in. But anyway, it's hopefully, if you could all try and get down, that'd be such a fantastic achievement to get a good support, especially against Millwall, because nobody likes playing against Millwall, do they? But I think we need to keep backing the squad. I think hopefully in the summer there'll be a lot of wholesale changes, which I do believe need to happen. A lot of people have been giving their opinion on players they want to keep. To be fair, for me personally, I would probably go with Big Dom, Iorfa. I'd probably keep the younger guys. I mean, Alex Hunt and Big O, I love them still. They seem like they can be good players. I'd maybe keep Palmer because he's on probably low wages and he'll always do a lot for the club. He'll always put 100% in. Fox, I think I'd keep Fox as well. He's done very well. Bannon, because of his ability on the ball, I think, you know, he's only got so many years left, but I would still keep him for the time that we've got him. Fletcher, I'd maybe sign on for another year because of how well he's done this season so far. Maybe Dawson, because I think he has got potential. He's still very young. And really, that's probably about it. Maybe Borna. But again, I'm not sure. Probably just Borna as well, if I really had to think. But everybody else, I think are open to sale. I do still rate Harris. I think he's just very limited. But he's a pace what we need. I'd miss Nui if he went, but I think we all know that, you know, we need someone who scores goals a lot. That's what we need in strikers. I think Winnell and Rhodes have probably had the chance. Whether Wickham comes in, Gary Monk changes some players, and whether that works out for Rhodes and Winnell, you never know. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. It's all in the hope. But enjoy transfer deadline day. It's only been a short episode, this, because really, to be honest, there's not really a lot of things going on transfer deadline day. But I just thought I needed a podcast coming. I need to talk about the club at the moment and what state we're in. But yeah, hopefully you can all get down tomorrow for Millwall, and hopefully here's the 3 points. So enjoy the rest of your day. Up the Owls. Ta-ra.